Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 6. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Now see what I do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he is going to let them go, and with a strong hand he is going to drive them out of his land.
And Elohim spoke to Moshe and said to him,
I am Yahuwah, and I appeared to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov as El Shaddai, and by my name Yahuwah was I not known to them? And I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings, in which they have sojourned. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Mitzrites are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the children of Israel, I am Yahuwah. And I shall bring you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrites, and shall deliver you from their enslaving, and shall redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments, and shall take you as my people, and I shall be your Elohim. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah your Elohim, who is bringing you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrites. And I shall bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give it to you as an inheritance. I am Yahuwah.
And Moshe spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not listen to Moshe, because of shortness of spirit and from hard slavery. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Go in, speak to Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, to let the children of Israel go out of his land.
And Moshe spoke before Yahuwah, saying,
The children of Israel have not listened to me. And why would Pharaoh listen to me? For I am of uncircumcised lips.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, to bring the children of Yisrael out of the land of Mitzrayim. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuven, the firstborn of Yisrael, Hanoch and Palu, Chetzron and Carmi. These are the clans of Reuven. And the sons of Shimon, Yemuel and Yamin and Ohad and Yachin and Tzohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the clans of Shimon. These are the names of the sons of Lewi, according to their generations, Gershon, and Kahath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Lewi were 137. The sons of Gershon, Livni, and Shimi, according to their clans. And the sons of Kahath, Amram, and Yitzhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kahath were 133. And the sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. These are the clans of Lewi, according to their generations. And Amram took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife, and she bore him Aharon and Moshe. And the years of the life of Amram were 137. And the sons of Yitzhar, Korach, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aharon took to himself Elisheva, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nachshon, as wife. And she bore him Nadav, and Avihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the sons of Korach, Asir, Elkanah, and Aviasaph. These are the clans of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aharon's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife. And she bore him Pinchas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Lewites, according to their clans. This is Aharon and Moshe, to whom Yahuwah said,
Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Mitzrayim according to their divisions.
They were the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, to bring out the children of Israel from Mitzrayim. This is Moshe and Aharon. And it came to be, on the day when Yahuwah spoke to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim, that Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
I am Yahuwah. Speak to Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, all that I say to you.
And Moshe said before Yahuwah,
See, I am of uncircumcised lips, and why would Pharaoh listen to me?